This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. And a special shout-out always goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also to our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there, thanks for the great job you guys are doing. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the diesel products through jet fuel products, rather, wherever it needs to go. And not to forget about our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers that listen to the program and they call in from time to time. Thank you very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. Now, our website, our official website, is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. You can go over there at any time and listen to the show over there. You can hear it right there, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of the things that we have over there, too. And there's even links over there for people like my guest right here, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Yep, we got a bunch of stuff over there for him on that page, too. You click on a link, and boom, there you are.
That's right. That's right. Thank you so much, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. All right, guys and gals, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. 57 degrees. I think you've had enough for a few minutes. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now,
that's exactly right, Captain.
Yep. Now, Mr. Kyle, in a Sunday tweet, Representative Steve Scalise, who is a majority leader in the House of Representatives now, correct?
Right.
Posted a tweet listing four priorities to be accomplished in the House this week. You ready?
Yep.
Number one, defund the 87,000 new IRS agents.
Right.
What do you think? You're in the works of doing that, aren't you?
Well, that's right, and I believe this is part of exactly what they passed earlier on Monday. I believe
it is
that they take away that $80 million. That was already used to expand the IRS and those 87,000 new agents, yeah.
It is, most certainly is. You're right there. And number two, establish a committee on the weaponization of the federal government against citizens.
Yes, and again, very, very important. The idea that somehow the government institutions can be used only for the political purposes of the party that is in power at that time, it's got to be stopped. Absolutely.
Look at the
Democrats and the Biden have shown, yeah.
Look at the DOJ.
Well, that's right. That's right. And the American people, Captain, have to have a confidence in all of these different institutions, and especially when it comes to investigative or prosecutorial, you know, because, again, the idea that something is merely being done for political purposes only serves to widen the divide in this country.
And number three is to end the SPR, which is the Strategic Petroleum Reserve oil sales, to China. No more sales to China.
Well, exactly right. There's absolutely no
reason. I don't think there should be any sales to anybody.
Well, that's right. Yeah, there's no reason. Yeah, don't put it on the open market. It's a trick. It's a drip in the bucket, basically. It's not going to affect things. And again, it was only done for optics. When the Biden administration has been doing this, it's only done for optics. Well, the president's doing all he can to try to lower the price of gas by putting all this oil out there, and all it does is hurt us in the long run because we no longer have that strategic reserve for a real emergency.
Right. And finally, number four, hold the woke prosecutors accountable for their actions.
Well, oh, my goodness. I mean, can you imagine even here in my neck of the woods in Los Angeles with Gascon and so forth, and just the general idea that seems
why
like,
can't they get him out of there?
That's a good question. They've tried these recalls, and it hasn't worked. But, you know, hopefully one day it will. We can't keep going with these kinds of policies. You can't have policies that are just empowering the criminal element.
And this list that I just mentioned was endorsed by Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, who retweeted Scalise's post.
Well, that's very good. And hopefully it's going to start to put to rest some of the things that we've heard about Kevin McCarthy. Somehow he's a creature of the swamp and these kinds of things. And I got to say, Captain, I understand where, you know, that people are very passionate about these kinds of things, and we get it. But I think they would do themselves well to take a real hard look at McCarthy and what
they've been drinking the Kool-Aid.
Exactly.
Yep.
In other words, all that does is help Democrats. It helps Democrats create the division or even the perceived division in the Republican Party.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday morning. That means it's Have Lunch with the Captain Day over there at Mission Barbecue. We'll tell you more about that after we come back from the break. But in the meantime, Jeff is going to take us to break.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle, and I will be there at 11:30 today over on West Waters. Don't forget, at noon, they play the national anthem, and everything comes to a stop, and the veterans that are there stand there and salute the flag, and the other folks that are there stand there and very peacefully put their hand over their chest. But it's quite the thing to see, quite the event to be a part of every day at noontime at Mission Barbecue. Now, the sanction, the guy that's got sanctions on him, Russian oligarch Mr. Abramovich, has moved some $4 billion to his children's accounts weeks before the Ukrainian invasion, and of course he got hit with sanctions. I'm going to bring Kyle back into the mix here. What do you suppose this is all about?
Yeah. Well, obviously, Captain, you know, just before the invasion of Ukraine, right?
Yeah.
And then he got rid of a lot of his other properties as well, his private jets, his helicopters and super yachts and so forth. Maybe he knew what was coming.
And maybe he didn't want to invest in the war.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Starbucks, we talked about the other day, but there's a little bit more information about them. They have expanded in China big time. And this is being described as a pact with the devil. Well, I can't say as I disagree with any of this, but in the meantime, who do you suppose is going to go to work in China with Starbucks?
Well, I expect people that live in China, absolutely, yeah.
Believe it or not, there's people from the United States being transferred there.
No kidding.
Yep.
Well, that's really interesting indeed.
Makes you wonder if they can get out when they need to get out.
Well, see, that was going to be my next question, and that is, obviously, Captain, you know, you're dealing with the regime that, when we talk about the Uyghurs, we talk about the treatment of different peoples and so forth, this is a big deal. It's not something that's going to go away anytime soon. And so, yes, I think you'd have to maybe think twice about going there and setting up residence, yeah.
Now, I don't know how many are going, but there's a bunch of people from the U.S. that are going over there. They're not just going there to train. They're going there to run these stores.
And there are a lot of them, by the way.
There will be.
There's no doubt about that, yeah. And it's definitely, when on the world stage, it's hard enough to talk about countries doing business with China, but now, of course, here you have this particular company, and the expansion may seem like a great idea at the time, or it looks really good on paper. It's a huge market. That's what we always hear about the Chinese market. It's a huge market, and so we don't want to but then when you have problems dealing with, say, for example, you can release your movie here, but you got to make some changes to it. Right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine, Captain, if the American government said, yeah, you can release your movie here, but, you know, there are certain things we don't like about it. And then somebody would say, well, sure. Can you imagine any filmmaker that says, yeah, I definitely want to change my art for some government recommendation?
Now,
it wouldn't happen.
Now, China is militarizing some of their civilian ships, some of their freighters, and some of their passenger ships. They're starting to arm them with weapons, which is going to be posing a threat to U.S. shores when they come near them, and global trade.
Well, I think it's all part of a larger sort of maneuver. It's a part of a larger plan, not in the sense that there's going to be some imminent attack or something, but that you're going to be able to start achieving dominance, that you're going to start to be able to have your opponent, your adversary, from their perspective, right, think twice about doing this and such. And this is all big time. And, of course, the looming thing, though, Captain, we can hardly mention China in the same breath without saying, and they're probably going to try to reunify Taiwan before too long. And you and I have talked about this before. You know, it seems like, at least to me, the Biden administration is a ticking clock in terms of whether or not the Chinese would try to make a major move on Taiwan, because I think they'd want to do it while Biden's in office during his term.
So guess who's now in Florida?
It's Brazil's Bolsonaro, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Bolsonaro.
Yeah,
he's in Florida. He's in the hospital down there in South Florida with severe abdominal pain, which is not good. And right away, some House Democrats have called to have him deported back to the socialist Lula regime. I don't think so.
Well, it seems to me that I think the Biden administration, is, as far as I know, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Captain, I think they overall support the new government there and so forth. So it's possible that could happen. But is that going to we got to take a hard look at what's actually happening in Brazil right now and the detention and so forth. I think we got to get the full story on that.
Well, the full story right now is you have chaos in Brazil with protesters storming the Capitol, destroying the Supreme Court and the Congress, 1,500 arrests, dozens of injuries, six in critical condition, and I'm not sure about what the death toll was, but people were killed in those riots. That's what's going on there right now.
Well, that's right, and we talked a little bit about it on yesterday's program. So we're seeing what's happening with the scene, but how is it going to play out, and what's going on with the new government? I think those are legitimate questions.
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see. I think we'll find out more.
Yeah. So that's what we got going on right now, and it's not pretty. It's not pretty. Not at all. Okay.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Okay, now Israel has seized some $39 million from the Palestinian Authority. What's that all about?
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that, but it would seem to me, Captain, of course, that especially with the new government, which is sort of the old government, but the new government, the new Prime Minister Netanyahu and so forth, that they're definitely going to be taking some more extreme measures here, as evidenced by this.
Well, Israel's been dealing in drugs and contraband and weapons and this, that, and the other. I wonder if that's got anything to do with it.
Well, it could very well be. Could very well be. It's going to be interesting, too, Captain, to see if we begin to start to see a lot more focus on, for example, the two-state system. I came across that again the other day, that we might see moves to try to create that same kind of thing, which we've been hearing about for a long, long, long time, but can never seem to be made to be to be brought to fruition for one reason or another.
Okay, if you say so. We'll go with that. Now, the massive gas bill increases are coming for you out there in Southern California. Why?
Well, as a matter of fact, I seem to recall getting a notice from the gas company recently talking about the increase in the in cost for gas, having to do with unexpected cold snaps and so forth. Exactly.
Really? Not consumption?
Well, I think more people are using that because it's been in some areas it's been colder than perhaps normal.
So because more people are using it, they're going to raise the rate so they can make more money?
Yeah, I would think so.
That's
what it sounds like. Exactly. Exactly. And but, of course, the rising energy costs are just part and parcel of what everybody is going through on all these different fronts. And there's a tipping point, there's a breaking point to whether or not you're going to be able to maintain your lifestyle, pay all your bills, make a legitimate projection of what your costs are going to be like. So this could be the beginning of a much larger issue.
Okay. We'll see. Now, a government study is warning that white male narrators could turn off the POC viewers of nature documentaries. You know how you've always watched something about the outdoors and it's usually been a man whose voice is there because, you know, they have that deep voice and they sound like they're right out there in the woods with the trees?
Right, or you think about like David Attenborough, the quintessential nature show narrator guy, right? And there's a certain rhythm that he's always had with that. But it's interesting, Captain. I suppose that if things are based solely on racial identity or cultural identity, then, you know, perhaps you'll find an audience that prefers a particular kind of thing. But it does seem to be a little strange only because the people that make educational films, they can't help what race and color they are. I mean, they do this because it's their passion. And now you got to tell them, nope, we got to get somebody else. That sounds weird.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We're going to let Kyle take us out to break here with the Mission Barbecues ad here. Here we go.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin is back in his home city. Doctors caring for Hamlin at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center said Hamlin returned to his home city and is starting the next phase of his recovery at Buffalo General Medical Center. On Sunday, Hamlin posted pictures and updates on social media as he watched the Bills' regular season finale against the New York Patriots. Hamlin collapsed on the field during the Bills' game against the Cincinnati Bengals last week after suffering cardiac arrest. Physicians said it'll still be too early to know if Hamlin will be able to play football again. They reiterated an update given last week that appears Hamlin is neurologically intact. Paramount Plus is releasing the teaser trailer for its upcoming series, Grease: Rise of the Pink Ladies. It takes place 4 years before the original Grease film. It follows four fed-up outcasts that want to have fun on their own terms and spark a moral debate that changes Rito High forever. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said.
You bet. Tell them the captain sent you. And make sure when you spell this out, because a lot of people can't spell this out and get it right, and I guess that's my fault. Heroes is spelled H-E-R-O-E-S. Heroes is spelled H-E-R-O-E-S. It's heroesmile.com. Go over to the website, check it out, see what they have to offer. And then once you see what they have to offer and where they're located, give them a call at 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888 VETNOW, the number 2. One more time on the phone, 888-VETNOW 2. That's Vet Now 2. Heroes Mile, HEROES, HeroesMile.com. All righty, let's scoot on over here, back over to the telephone line, and Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better. A new poll has come out. 65% of Republicans say that loyalty to Donald Trump is important. Now, we know he's running for president, right?
Right, yeah, he's announced that, yeah.
Now, does that mean that 65% of the people are supporting him in his run for president? I think it does, probably.
Well, it perhaps could, especially if the poll is among Republicans. And then, of course, you'd probably want to break down and see, are they likely to vote or did they vote in the last election, this kind of thing. But that being said, the idea of Trump and Trumpism, I think, is definitely going to loom large over the 2024 election. And because, you know, it's not a foregone conclusion that President Trump would be the nominee.
Nope.
I do think he's going to run into some headwinds on that, to say the least. But whether or not Trumpism, and just taking it out of the equation for the moment that he would be the nominee, Trumpism, I think, would still be a huge factor. And that is dealing with China, being energy independent, getting the inflation under control, creating opportunity, all those great things, right? And I would expect that would be very high up on people's lists. In other words, you don't want a Republican nominee to come in and say, forget all that, right? I have a better way of doing things. Or I have a different agenda, maybe is a better way to put that. I don't think that's what the Republicans want to hear.
Okay. Now, the Kremlin has come out and said that the new Western armored vehicles, namely the Bradley fighting vehicles for the Ukraine, will deepen the suffering for the Ukrainian people. I wonder how they mean that. Does that mean that they're going to be what Russia's going to go after now, which they probably will, but it's not like you just go picking up a bunch of ducks in a pond. It's a little bit more difficult than that.
Well, I certainly think that the Russians, that is, are very concerned of what these new armored vehicles mean in terms of the situations on the battlefield and in the fight overall. They know that it can be a major factor. And so, yeah, either they're going to go after the civilians even harder, or it's almost like a propaganda kind of thing. Oh no, don't do that. You're going to make it. It's you guys. It's the Americans who are going to make it worse for the Ukrainian people. It's on you. And that's what I think they're trying to communicate mostly.
Well, asking the tankers what's going on, I'm going to be asking our friend Colonel Wright, when he comes on in hour number four, about the difference between the Challenger and the Bradley, which one, in his opinion, would be the better tank for them to be using. Now, again, the Challenger is the big, heavy tank. We talked about that, remember?
Right.
And the Bradley has a little bit more flexibility to it. It can get around a little bit easier and has a little bit more maneuverability.
Right. Well, it all depends, I'm sure, on the terrain, number one. Number two, it depends on what the strategy is. If you go back to just even the idea of back during the Cold War, what would tank battles look like between the Soviet Union and NATO? It all depends.
They've already had them.
I'm sure,
they've already
yeah,
had them.
Well,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'd be interested to see what he says about that.
And some of the Ukrainian tanks that they've had that are operational have pretty much been driven into places and, like, been partially buried and set up to where you can't really see them until they poke their gun out to fire at somebody. But that's about the size of it. And I suspect that a lot of this would be the same.
Well, exactly right. And every war is different overall. So, obviously, you know, I do think that it can be a real game changer here to introduce these things into the mix. And you know, anything that makes Putin come to the conclusion that he's not going to win is going to be a good thing.
And I want to call them the T-36 tanks that Russia had. That's pretty much what Ukraine had a lot of.
Right.
Although they don't have as many now because they keep getting them destroyed, and then they bring them back in. They try to fix them up a little bit, and then away they go again. But anyway, Russia is also now using the paramilitary Wagner group outside of the Ukraine. We've seen signs of that.
Well, that's exactly right. Exactly right. You know, here we are almost a year into this war, Captain, And, you know, Putin never thought to be here. I think they've had to really be scrambling, to try to, you know, maintain, their forward momentum. But, anything that drains them out, again, I think is a good thing. And I don't think that it's something that can be put back together very easily. You know what I'm saying? In other words, even if Putin was deposed tomorrow, it would be so difficult for Russia to really rejoin the community of nations and certainly try to extract themselves from Ukraine very easily. So this is an ongoing problem.
You remember Prince Harry, the song, I'm Just Wild About Harry?
Yeah, Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex.
Well, there was a song that went, I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's just wild about me. Well, not anymore. The British public are not wild about Harry. His popularity has dropped to a record low.
Well, and, you know, there's a real sort of sad quality about this whole episode. Pardon me, with Meghan Markle and Harry and Prince Harry, unfortunately, the latest sort of sad chapter following the breakup of Princess Diana and Prince Charles at the time, and the tragic death of Diana, I think what the British people don't want is more constant division and more constant dust-ups with this, to put it mildly.
Well, here's one for you. Mars, M&M Mars, has now unveiled an all-female M&M's candy pack to highlight women flipping the status quo to women.
Very interesting, you know. I think that's, you know, that's pretty cool, you know.
I'll have to watch the candy machine here in the kitchen to see if they change it.
Right. Well, you know, that's a thing, and so, you know, more power to them, I guess.
Well, yeah, but I don't know what good that would do us.
either way, I love M&Ms.
Okay, well, you know, there's a lot of things going on right now in Washington, D.C. The House has passed a bill to claw back the $80 million from the IRS for their expansion, including those 87,000 new agents. We're waiting to see how soon that's going to happen. I know I am. How about you?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, Captain, I think it's important to note, why did the Biden administration want to have 87,000 new IRS agents out there? Was it to go after multimillionaires or very highly successful business people?
Nope.
No, it's to go after people who don't have access to smart tax attorneys or smart CPAs.
Yep, and then they would get them and they just have to pay it. They'd make up, even if they made up payment plans, they'd make up a payment plan and say, okay, you owe us $3,700, pay as you go.
That's right. That's exactly it. And so, you know, I think the American people sort of saw that for what it was. It's not that people don't want to pay their taxes. It's that they don't want to get railroaded.
Yeah, there's a term for you. Don't railroad my taxes. All right, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, you're coming back. The Truckers Highway Bible Report coming up here right after we come back from this break. Don't go anywhere.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey girl, now what do you say we get the hell out of this place? Underneath the stars and let the moonlight shine upon my face. I can bring my own six string and play you any song you like. You and me, baby, down a back road flying high on a Saturday night. Now if you want to ride, come on up now in this jacked up truck. I'll drop it down a 4-0 and take you anywhere that you want to go. Just kick back with your feet on the dash. You turn off the radio. I got some apple pie moonshine. We can sip on it nice and slow. We can party in the city. We can rock this truck in the country. She was looking so fine in the blue jeans and tank top. I leaned over and gave her a kiss. She smiled and said, boy, don't stop. Hell yeah. Now we made love in the bed of that truck. I said, if you like, we can do it again. Come on, ride.
Kyle. That's got a little different country beat. It's a little rockabilly, if you will, in there, called Rock This Truck by the Tobacco Road Band.
That's right, the Tobacco Road Band.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, tell us what's going on out west, and I got me some additional stuff to talk about here, because it looks like as if suddenly it's getting interesting over my turf, so go ahead.
Well, that's right, Captain. Of course, we're continuing to watch the aerial flood watches all throughout the state of California, basically. Up in Northern California, we continue with the winter storm warnings. Right now in Southern California, that's where we're seeing a lot of the rain come in on the radar right now in the Los Angeles, Orange County, Riverside County areas. We're in for a good storm, we understand, over the next 24 hours or so. But right off the coast of Northern California, up in the Bay Area, we have a lot of rain coming in off of the ocean. So again, we're seeing these atmospheric rivers. So we're going to have another, at least a couple of storms, it looks like, here coming through, one right after the other. Also in Central California now, on Highway 395 up around Lone Pine, and also near Bishop, we've got a lot of rain and sleet coming across the highway right there. So if you're trucking down Highway 395 in that area, you've definitely got some weather to contend with. Speaking of that, up on I-80 in northern Nevada, as you come out of Winnemucca, you're going to have sleet, and then you're also going to have snow coming across I-80 to get to Utah, and it's going to continue once you get into Utah as well. All around Salt Lake City right now and up into parts of southern Idaho, especially around Twin Falls, you've got snow and sleet and rain, that's for sure. A little bit of snow up in northern Montana right now. Up in Seattle, Washington, you've got rain in that area too. So again, we're seeing the storm coming into Southern California. Lots of flooding expected, and also people being advised to not travel if they really don't have to. That's the kind of storm that they're looking at right now, Captain. So back to you.
All righty. Well, we got us in the panhandle of Oklahoma and Texas up there, south of Amarillo, down towards Lubbock and over towards Frioria, Morton, and Levelland, Littlefield, to include Lubbock. We're going to have winds anywhere from 40 to 60 mile an hour. There'll be gusts going on over there, and it's going to rile things up a little bit. Over into the Memphis area, Texas, and on down to Brownfield and over towards Plains, winds will be gusting up to 40 miles an hour, 20 miles an hour below that, outside that area. And I'm telling you, it's going to get downright nasty waiting for this front to catch up to it that's coming from the west. And it's just a matter of time before it gets there. So when that happens, then you're going to have some rain to deal with and maybe some other weather. We'll see. But right now, 44 degrees in the Amarillo, Texas area. So it's going to be a little nippy with that wind. It'll probably make it feel a lot cooler. Now, taking a look at Texas, South Texas, from the Valley, McAllen, over towards Eagle Pass, down to Brownsville, and all the way up now to San Antonio, you've got dense fog, and I mean it's in off the Gulf now 100 miles, and over towards just about the south side of Houston on over to San Antonio. Looks like it's trying to expand and go to the east and go north. We'll see. That may happen, but you do have some fog, patchy fog, over around New Orleans, over towards Mississippi, and up the east coast Virginia tonight, the Chesapeake Bay. You got some fog there. You got some windy conditions and some rough seas starting out around North Jersey, going up around Cape Cod, all the way up to Nova Scotia, and then more fog tonight. And it got a little bit more dense than where it was. I-29 all the way from Fargo all the way up to Minot, you're going to have fog all the way to the Canadian border, so be advised of that, dense fog advisory. And then from the Twin Cities on down south, almost all the way to I-90 down below there, down around Rochester, you are going to have fog, a dense fog advisory there, from Wisconsin over to North Dakota, the southeastern corner of North Dakota. So that's what we got in the way of fog. Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, the Pilot and Flying J always brings you the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. And if you need a little break or you don't know, you know, what's going on, just pull into the Pilot Blind J, check out their fuel prices. And if you get into one of the newer ones that's been modernized now, they might have a truck wash there. They might have a repair shop there and all that good stuff, because that's what they're starting to do right now, aren't they?
That's exactly right. And you can find out more about them and find out the closest location by going to pilotflyingj.com.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. And we're going to go right back to the telephone line here. And we're going to bring in Denise Simon from founderscode.com. So, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You know, we've had some dogfights going on over there in the Ukraine. And according to the Russians, Russian pilots have downed five Ukrainian Su-27s and MiG-29s. According to the Ukraine people, they've downed just as many Russian planes.
I would be very suspect of what comes out of the Kremlin. And probably somewhat the same of Ukraine. However, we do have a lot of Western military, I don't want to say experts, but military types that are watching and on the ground in Ukraine. So you, what's coming out of Ukraine is probably more believable because of that. And based on who's doing the reporting, but I wouldn't believe much of anything that comes out of the Kremlin.
No, and it's gotten to the point to where you don't know what to believe when you see it.
That's my point.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we'll just take it all with a grain of salt and go from there. Now, obviously, the rules package got passed last night in the House.
On the first vote.
Yep. Uh-huh. Which was kind of unusual. I think they only had one vote against it.
Tony Gonzalez.
Yep, and he was had announced earlier today he was going to do that. Nancy Mace was another one, but then she decided to come on board. So
right.
There you go. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next and how everything.
And they did in fact vote to defund the whole
IRS.
IRS 87,000 agents.
Thing. Yep. Yeah, I guess
that was the first. That was the first vote, and they followed through on that.
Was it 80 million or 80 billion?
I don't know. I didn't look.
I know it was 80 something dollars that they, more than $80 that is, but that they wiped out of the mix there. But you are right, and that was a good thing to have happen. There's a lot more that they've got lined up that they want to do, and I've got a list of that when I get around to it, what Scalise talked about. The first thing was the IRS agents, and that's the first thing they've done. Now the next thing is what they're going to do, and we'll get into all that when we come back, folks, here on the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. We got more coming your way. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.